Up next on the Young Escape Podcast.
Didn't you guys meet? What was that roller coaster called? I'm trying to remember. It was the one at Universal.
Rock and roller coaster.
Yeah. I remember.
We had to play a song. You pick a song and it plays.
Right.
Yeah. And you guys picked. What song did you pick? Do you remember?
So we picked Kanye West.
I think we did.
Stronger.
I believe so.
Yeah.
That was awesome. We met in that very moment. Right?
Yeah. And then you guys had a close connection because I remember, Chaz, you're not like, your stomach is a little uneasy on roller coasters. And so you literally threw up all over Marty.
Yeah, that was nuts.
But that was pretty bad. You bought me a shirt and that was really sweet. You bought me a shirt with Shrek's face on it, which was really cool.
Yes.
I thought that was sweet.
Yes, I did.
Shrek.
Yeah, that was a very eventful thing.
That roller coaster 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And I threw up every single time.
Yeah, every single time.
Welcome back to the Young Escape Podcast, everybody. I am your host, Chaz, and in this episode, McKenna and I had a juicy and hilarious conversation with Marty of Social Club Misfits. We talked about how we all met, and Marty gave me some advice on my new rap project I'm working on. Marty also talked about what he's doing to stay creative in quarantine, and he also gives advice to young creatives and much, much more. So stick around for that stuff. But first, I want to give a quick thanks to our sponsors, Nike, Adidas, Google, Gatorade, and Oreos. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast and doing what you do. And now, we're going to go to our section, TYE Updates, with my cutter Jod from The Young Escape. So, McKenna, what's up?
What's up, Chaz?
No, I'm asking you what's up. What's up?
Oh, like you're asking
yeah,
me
this
like,
is
for
TYE
real
updates.
What's up? Okay,
yes.
okay. It's going good, Chaz.
Oh,
how about
goodness.
You?
Goodness. I'm doing... Just... Tell the people what you got going on.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot going on. We're so excited about today's podcast. We can't wait. We've got lots of fun stuff in store. Actually, I have an update. On Spotify, if you go to our Spotify artist page, The Young Escape, we've just created a new playlist as a band called TYE Weekly Vibes, and we're going to be updating it once a week. And then we also made our own individual playlists. I guess that's what you call them, right?
Yeah,
so McKenna's vibes, Ryan's vibes, Luke's vibes, Kirsten's vibes, and you can go follow them and just hear the music that inspires us.
And so that's all the music that you guys listen to on a daily basis.
Pretty much.
Well, that's pretty sick. And they should also follow your Spotify as well.
Yeah, follow us on Spotify.
Anything else you got going on, McKenna? You know, shoot.
Well,
shoot
we
shoot
just did a Zoom call with our Discord family, the TYE
Grid. Wait a
minute.
I wasn't invited?
You didn't come?
I didn't get the invitation.
Oh, okay. It was a Zoom, so we got to basically FaceTime our fans, which
That's
was the
fantastic.
Funnest thing ever, and we did a Q&A, and it was really fun.
That's great. Well, McKenna, thank you so much for doing this, and we will see you guys in the next one. Time for an amazing interview. Peace. All right, McKenna, you ready to get this thing going?
Dude, I'm ready.
McKenna, explain who we have today.
All right, you guys, today, you all know Social Club Misfits and how they have made a sport of pushing boundaries and redefining the possibilities of what faith-based music can accomplish. And they've struck a chord with listeners from all walks of life. And we just love them. They're the best. They have bypassed perceived gatekeepers in favor of carving their own lane and fueling their purpose. And today, we have Marty of Social Club in the house.
Wow. Exciting, guys. Exciting.
Yes. Marty is an amazing human and friend. And we're so excited to have you on today, Marty. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Life is good. We're under quarantine.
Right.
And that's fun. We got a dog. That's fun. And we're just making a lot of music. I guess that's all you can do right now.
Yeah, right? Hey, Chaz, you have a dog, right?
Yes, I do. Yes. His name is
What kind of
his
dog?
His name is Cuddles.
he's
a German Shepherd.
Oh
yes.
Wow, in Antarctica. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Amazing, right?
That's crazy. Well, okay, so just to hop right into it, we gotta talk about how TYE and Social Club met, and then we gotta talk about Chaz, because you've actually interviewed Marty before.
Yes.
And so you know Marty.
One of my very first interviews.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Man, Marty, how did we meet? I feel like we met maybe, we knew of each other before. We had done like a song together, but it never got cut. It was like a demo.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like we met through the halls of Capitol office. And then I don't actually remember, which is funny because all my good friends, I'm like, how did I meet that person? But yeah, we met, and then we had a song that we were working on with Petey. Remember Petey, old A&R?
Yeah,
he was the worst, but I love him. He was my friend. He was my friend, and I love him. He just was, I think he was just too big to be where he was at. And so he was like, yeah, you should do a song and alter this thing. And I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
And it just didn't, I don't know why it didn't work out. To be honest with you, I think we just didn't have that time to like perfect it and alter it.
No, I think you're right. Yeah.
And then we had another song that I wanted to work on. And it was just like, you know what happens is like, as an artist, I had to learn to like focus. Mm. Because if you don't focus and you don't like write things down, or like write reminders, you're gonna be stuck. And so,
for me, like,
yeah, and there's so much on your plate. And then like you're touring, and then you like whatever's in front of me is what I'm working on. Yeah. Sometimes that could be a little bit of a pain in the butt.
Right, pain in the butt.
Chaz, you know what that's like.
I get it. You know,
you get it.
I have so many song ideas. I get
pain in the bump.
Yeah, and then we actually hung out for the first time at Momentum, which is a radio event, which was fun. Like, I mean, we went bowling together, and it was really awkward because Luke...
Yeah, we went bowling.
Yeah, Luke was just really weird.
Wow, I wish I could have been there. I heard Luke's a great bowler.
You heard he's a great bowler?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that from?
From many people, many sources.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I think, didn't Luke throw the ball and it hit the television?
I thought so. I think that was right,
I can't see that happening.
No, it did happen. And I do remember something like that.
It hit Toby Mac's foot, and he was like, I'm leaving.
He was pretty upset.
I'm upset.
Really?
He threw a fit. He was so upset. He was like, this is the worst. This is supposed to be fun with my family, and now a ball hurt my foot. I'm angry.
It was crazy.
And we were like, oh, man.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, we were like, oh, man, Luke. And kind of ruined the whole night.
Yeah, he does that sometimes.
Possibly the whole weekend. Possibly the whole weekend, to be honest.
I can't see that happening. But no, you know, whatever. Could. Let's move on. Why do we have to talk about Luke, right?
Well, John Lennon can't, you know, for some reason, Chaz sounds like John Lennon, but it's all right. It's cool.
Chaz, you got to explain, because you met Marty a while ago, but you have to kind of just catch him up on like, you know.
Yeah, we were in the studio a couple times.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, man. So I've been good, right? I've been good. I'll tell you a little bit about what's been going on, all right?
I didn't even ask. What? Okay, keep going. Yeah.
What? You don't want to hear about it?
I want to know everything, but I actually wanted to know if you're going to drop that new song that you showed me a couple weeks ago. It was called Shoebox Stories.
Shoebox Stories.
Basically rap for like 30 minutes. It's like a 30-minute, hip-hop verse. I've never heard anything like that. I feel like my mind just exploded. It sounded a little bit like vintage Eminem, the way you just approached it. And probably one of the best songs I've ever heard. Shoebox Stories, one of the best
Shoebox Stories.
Are you going to release that?
Yeah, you know, I've been having some problems with record labels lately.
Oh, no.
You know, like, I have so many record labels trolling me and everything, so I think I'm just going to go straight up independent and just drop the sucker, you know what I mean?
I think you should, bro, for sure.
What's your
problem? That song was so crazy.
Tell Marty about what happened with Atlantic.
Well, it wasn't really Atlantic. I got an email, and you know, they were like wanting to meet up because they heard my demo or whatever, and I was like, oh, sure, no problem, tell me where, tell me when. And turned out to be it wasn't Atlantic, it was a fake email.
Yeah. It was Florida Atlantic.
Right, exactly.
That's where my church meets, Florida Atlantic High School, so I get it. It might have been someone from the church, I don't know.
Yes, it wasn't real, that's all I know, so.
Yeah, you were really crushed over that.
No, but I overcame.
McKenna. Understandably.
Yes, yeah. I'm ready to release my single to the world.
Yeah.
Record label or not.
Yeah. Record label or not. I mean, man, go for it. But Marty, what was your first impression of Chaz when you first came on the podcast a couple years ago? Because I remember it was at a conference.
He was the worst.
Did.
Yeah, he was awful.
Yeah.
He was awful.
Wait a minute.
Just to be fair, and you know, he was the worst possible thing I've ever heard, to be honest. I'm just gonna be honest with you. And now I'm like, how did he get so good? It kind of bothers me how he like got so good so quick. I'm like, is someone writing for him? What's happening?
It could be,
because he wrote that 30 minute song, 30 minute raps, probably 780 bars of words. He's just talking about life and God and politics. And I'll be honest with you, like I had to listen. It was almost like watching that one movie on Netflix with the mobsters, and I had to like watch it in three parts.
Yeah.
That's how I had to hear this song. It was like a three part song.
Man, who knew?
10 minute increments.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I appreciate that, I guess, but when you first met me, you thought I wasn't any good?
Yeah, I think I told you right to your face.
Yeah, I think he did. I was like, you're not good. He said it's your time. Yeah, yeah. You have time.
I said, you have to work. You just have to work on it. You're going to get better. And guess what? If I could lift your hand up like a champion, I would. You got better. You're amazing. You you didn't give us the pink spoon. You gave us the entire sundae, and I appreciate that.
Well, you know,
I've been in this life a long time, and I've heard a lot of songs. Let me tell you something. You're a champion.
Oh, dude.
Wow.
Can I ask you a question, Chaz?
Of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't know how that was a question. Hang on.
So many mixes.
I just wanted to know.
Can I say what I thought of Marty when I first went?
I mean, go for it.
Absolutely fantastic.
Here it goes.
Absolutely fantastic.
Well, now I feel ashamed because...
Yeah, like, you know, you thought I was an idiot.
Sorry.
I thought you were amazing.
You kept using the same... You kept rhyming cow with now and a lot of times, and I was like, you could do better than that. Cow and now and how and brown cow, and I was like, dude, just, you know...
I agree,
Try to change the words up. And you did. You took my advice, and guess where you're at? You're a couple miles away from with that first conversation we had.
So you basically owe all of your success to Marty.
I mean, yeah, I guess now that I think about it, I guess it was kind of a major factor in my success.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Never thought about it until now.
I don't want to take all the credit. I got to thank the people who, you know, are behind the scenes, because you have to have a ghostwriter. Because these songs are too good. They're too good to be true.
No, it's just me. Just me in my studio.
Well, I mean, he does live in Antarctica with penguins and polar bears.
I'm very isolated, so there's nobody around.
I mean, you do play. We met through a Club Penguin convention in Dubai.
Dubai, yeah.
And so,
I love Club Penguin.
Yeah, you do. So I think that you're definitely very social. So, I mean, you could have met a writer on Club Penguin.
No. Yeah. All original songs. I can't find my mind back here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you produce them too?
I did, yes.
Holy cow.
I'm a beast. Wow. Okay. I'm a beast.
All right, well.
I'm a beast. It is what it is.
It is what it is. All right, Marty.
Talk to me.
Marty, what are you doing because obviously we're in crazy times. What are you doing to stay creative during COVID-19?
Yeah. First off, you're like a doctor calling it COVID-19.
I know,
usually people are like, China virus. But China virus. But no, to be honest with you, I feel like I've been getting closer to God in a lot of cool ways. I feel like I'm kind of in a place now where it's like, if I'm not praying or, you know, focusing on my relationship with God, what am I doing right now? Because I have a lot of time. I think besides that, I've been creating a lot and just making a lot of new music. And I have a new project coming out, which I'm pumped about. It's been a little bit of a pain in the butt because I have some samples that need to get cleared. And that, I didn't know how hard that was. Mm. So if you don't know what a sample is, basically like you take a song from like the 60s or 70s and you can remake it. And so I did that with three songs. And so I've had to deal with that. But besides that, we should be having our first song drop in a couple weeks. Actually, just the cover got rejected by two lawyers that I hired. They said it was too close to the idea. And once you see the actual cover, you're going to be like, what the heck? So I saw this picture on the deepest, darkest place of the web, the dark web. And I'll send you the photo of what I found. It's a very crazy photo, but it's basically like God, and he's like hugging the president of the United States. And he's like giving him like a sweet hug. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what if I just replace my face with the president's face? And so the lawyers were like, it's really close to the original and you could get in trouble. And so like I had to alter the cover. So like little by little, there's been so many things that have been like stopping me from like dropping this project. But I feel like I'm in a good place. I'm super pumped about it.
You're talking about Marty for President, right?
Yeah, Marty for President 2. I've been working on that. Sorry, I didn't even say it. I just kept talking. But Marty for President 2, super pumped about it. I haven't even told all the features I have, but I have a lot of great features. The first song features Andy Mineo and this band called Tree Giants.
Yes.
And so I'm really pumped about it. The song is so good.
That's fantastic.
So it's a good song because it's about prayer, and I feel like it's the right time to drop. It's a song about prayer right now.
Right, right. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a, you know, and also, Marty, I don't know if you've completed the album yet or not, you know, but I was just, you know, if you ever need a feature, and you know, I always tell McKenna this too, if you guys ever need a rap feature on anything, I'm always available.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you've called me and told me multiple times, so I appreciate you.
Right,
so
yes.
Continually, that conversation is keep, I appreciate you keep pushing the button on that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like a million times.
Chaz
called me actually 3 a.m. last night and said the same thing.
Yeah.
So and yeah. I feel like you wanted an audience. So
Chaz,
now
I told
you wanted to tell everybody, hey.
I know, I'm sorry. Yeah,
he emailed me, he texted me. You know, by the way, it was my birthday. You forgot about that, but you still reminded
Chaz.
Me about the feature.
Oh, dear.
So. Well, yeah. You know, you'll get there. Dude. You'll get there one day, my friend.
Yeah, I notice you always find a way to avoid it. And I avoid my question.
Yeah.
You know, so what was the other question you were asking about the theme park and the we met at Universal Studios. What were we talking about?
What?
Remember we met at Universal Studios.
Right, yeah, but what about it?
Yeah, you guys
I'm trying to segue out of the conversation of having you on my album into a new conversation about...
You know what? You know what? I feel like this is kind of bullying.
Bullying?
Yeah.
Oh,
so I think we should just move on.
Chaz, Marty called
you're
you a
bully.
Champion.
Yeah, you're a champ.
Yeah, you're
Wait,
a champ.
Wait, but he just called me a bully
no,
and he switched to champ.
He says that you are a champion.
I didn't say bully. I said you're a goalie.
Yeah.
And
that's what he said.
Because you're in Antarctica and it's cold.
Yeah.
And that's what I meant. You're a goalie.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that makes
so
sense.
We met at Universal. We met at Universal.
Didn't
right.
you guys meet
Florida.
On like a... Because I know that you asked Marty to be on the podcast a while back. But
right. yeah.
I mean, you guys had a connection before then. And didn't you guys meet... What was that roller coaster called? I'm trying to remember. It was the one at Universal.
Rockin' Roller Coaster.
Yeah. Rockin' Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
I remember
we
that.
Had to play a song. You pick a song and it plays.
Right.
Yeah. And you
so
guys
fun.
Picked... What song did you pick? Do you remember?
Did we pick Kanye West?
I think we did.
Stronger.
I believe so.
Yeah.
That was
awesome.
We met in that very moment. Right?
Yeah. And then
yeah.
you guys had
yeah,
a close connection because I remember, Chaz, you're not... Like, your stomach... is a little uneasy on roller coasters, and so you literally threw
yeah.
up all over Marty.
Yeah,
yeah, that was
that
so
was,
nuts. But
that was pretty
you bought
bad.
Me a shirt, and you, that was really sweet. You bought me a shirt with
yes.
Shrek's face on it, which was really cool.
Yes.
I thought that was sweet.
Yes, I did.
Shrek.
Yes, that
yeah,
was very
we rode that roller coaster 3 or 4 times.
Yeah,
and
we
I
did
threw
that
up every single time.
Yeah,
every single time.
It was. I'm not gonna lie. It was kind of impressive the reboot time of the throwing
right.
up. But
yes.
I remember the second song. Do you remember this? The second song we played on the roller coaster. It was an Alanis Morissette song.
Really?
It's like raining on a summer day. Remember that song?
Now it's coming back
Street
to
light.
Yes.
I defy you to sing that song and not get pumped.
Marty,
it's like
why
a street light. It's such a good song. Well, only Alanis Morissette songs. I think that's Alanis Morissette. I don't know. It's like rain.
Yes, I do remember that. That was fantastic. That was a great day.
Thank you.
I had a
fun
time.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys.
Yeah, man, we should pull up the pictures from that from
right.
that roller
yeah,
coaster.
Yeah, that
well,
was
they,
great.
They secretly filmed me on the ride.
Well, yeah, I know, and you guys have to pay for it, but then somehow you guys ended up stealing.
Yeah, I just videotaped it on my phone.
At one point, we were shirtless because you just kept throwing up.
Right. Yes.
We were wearing ponchos, shirtless with ponchos.
Right.
Shirtless
yeah.
with
that was
ponchos.
Great.
After
and
like
was,
the third
great.
After the third time, I couldn't afford any more t-shirts.
Yeah, you were like clear. You were just sick. You look like Casper.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're here. You're alive. You feel good.
Right.
And you guys are still friends.
Yes. Good friends.
I'm scarred for life because I think you threw up in my mouth and it was like hot and cold at the same time. I don't know how that worked out, but it was disgusting.
I am so sorry, Marty.
It got in my eye. It got in my eye. It was disgusting.
In your eye?
Well, now I just
yeah,
feel
it was
embarrassed.
Awful. That video is probably in the darkest place of the web of you throwing up on me three
yeah,
or four times,
I
shirtless
on,
in a poncho.
Right.
Hey, if you need an alternate record cover, then just use that.
Oh, man, that was crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're better friends. We're better people for it.
Yeah.
Know?
Right, yes.
Yeah. I mean, who has a connection like that when you... And that's how you... Yeah, Chaz. I mean, I think that Marty was one of the first people that really inspired you to do what you do. And Marty,
totally.
We've got a ton of young creatives out there who are listening. And for people like Chaz even. But what is some encouragement you would give to those as they're struggling?
I'm
Chaz,
sorry.
I can't be serious because of you.
I didn't even say anything.
He didn't. You went, oh.
I'm sorry. You guys think of me as a joke.
That was so good.
You just have very weird vocal inflection.
Okay, you sound Jewish. I don't know why. You sound Jewish, but
you
whatever.
You do a little bit, yeah. No. Yeah.
You're like, you sound like you have a Jewfro. I love it.
A Jewfro.
I live in Boca where all the Jewish people are, and I have a bunch of friends who have like Jewish haircuts. Basically, it's just like Jewish fros. It's like a afro, but like with curly hair.
Dude.
Oh, nice.
Chaz, yeah, you should send Marty a selfie right now because you have one of those.
That's true.
Oh, please do.
A little bit. I'm growing it out. I'm growing it out.
Yeah, quarantine. No, but
so
maybe,
we have young creatives.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
We got young creatives out there. Maybe it's to those who are trying to figure out the artist thing or trying to write and produce, but it's not paying the bills and it's not working out. And what is some encouragement you would give to people like that? People like Chaz?
Yeah. I would say number one, I don't think chasing money is the way to go when it comes. I think every bad decision has always, if it centers around money, I think that's going to hurt you. And for me, some of the worst decisions I ever made have been based around money. Some of the shows I took were like, they were the worst shows we've ever had, or whether doing records with certain people just for the money. It's never the right decision to do. And even you could tell there's certain collaborations, even in the mainstream, that you're like, oh, this was like a money thing. Like they did this because he's popular and he did. So I think that number one, don't chase the money thing. I think the number one thing to do is to chase the authentic, try to be as authentic as you can. Try not to sound like anybody. Like, feel free to discover what you bring to the table as a creative. Because I think that I hear a lot of artists that sound like somebody else. That's the worst thing you could do. Is try to sound like somebody else. Now, if you do sound like somebody else, I would say, you know, don't put it out yet. Sometimes you have to be an echo before your voice. So you want to, you know, work on that. But I would say find an authentic piece of you in every record you, like, one thing I've been thinking about the other day was I want to drop records that are so honest and, you know, that when I hear them, they make me a little uncomfortable because it's almost like you're pouring out your heart on something. And I feel like listeners connect with the real, they connect with the honest. They don't connect with something that's been regurgitated. So if someone said it already, they probably said it better and you're saying it another way. I think that to me is something I'm learning now. It's like, how authentic can I be in my music and what I do, and you know, chasing that, like not trying to make a song that someone else has, or not trying to, you know, like if I do make a song, I want to be inspired, but I don't want to be influenced.
Yeah.
So there's a difference in being inspired and being influenced. Inspiration means that you could see something and then, you know, figure out where you are in that, and then, you know, pull it out. And then being influenced basically means like you're going to sound and you're going to act and you're going to make music just like somebody else. It's like a different way of thinking it. There's a really good book I'd recommend every creative to read. It's called Steal Like an Artist. And you'll see that it's a great book. Every great artist has basically stolen an idea and made it their own because they were influenced. They weren't inspired. You know, like, I think that's a big deal when it comes to creation, because there's nothing new under the sun, but you can create and make it personal and personalize it for you. So I would say that's a lesson I'm learning right now, is just making authentic music. That's number one. Number two, I would say, you know, bet on yourself. You know, feel free to like if you gotta go independent, you go independent. Like I was independent for years and it was great, and it was fun, and I made a lot of money, and actually made more money actually, I think, than when I was with the label. But I think that for me, like, you can do it. You just got to be able to bet on yourself. And a lot of people don't bet on themselves. They don't want to invest in themselves. They rather invest on themselves, buy a pair of sneakers. They don't want to buy a good mic and buy a laptop. They don't want to invest in there because they like to take shortcuts. So I think that investing in yourself is a very, very big deal. You know, buy yourself a mic. You know, learn some courses on YouTube. You know, pay people to get in the room with certain people and learn from them. My buddy right now has a really good course, Ray Rock, who he teaches people how to make beats one-on-one. It's like $40 an hour. And I think that's super important when it comes to investing in yourself, is finding people who do it better. And so I think just, you know, I guess I'm saying a word jumble, but all that together, I think, is good advice for someone starting out. You know, invest in yourself, believe in yourself and try to be authentic in every way possible. Yeah. When you, whatever you make or whatever you create, whether it's, and I would say this, like, even as a teacher or even as a lawyer, or even as a doctor in different places, there's places where you could be creative. And I think every sphere of influence is its own world, of course. But even my sister, she's a teacher. She's such a creative mind when it comes to, and I think that just that idea of being creative, it applies to more than just music. It involves more than just art. In every area of your life, how could you take whatever you're making to the next level? I think that's super important.
Absolutely. So can I just add on to that real quick?
Yeah, of course.
You know, I take a lot from, you know, this kind of Taylor Swift, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm a big Taylor Swift fan, you know. And, you know, I have a quote Taylor says all the time. And, you know, I don't know if Marty's heard this or not, but this is a full circle moment for me whenever I hear this quote. Hey, Marty, let me ask you a question. What's a step up from beautiful?
Wait, hold on. What's the quote?
I'm saying it right now.
He's
what's a step up
it,
from
yeah,
beautiful?
What's a step up from beautiful?
Gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
That's wonderful, okay. Jess.
All right.
That's a full circle moment for Jess.
You possibly ruined the entire. We might have to cut that out. To be honest,
really?
With you.
Oh, did I ruin it? I'm sorry. I was just trying to. I thought it was very inspirational. I'm sorry.
I don't know how you thought it was.
Yeah, I don't know how that fit in.
Yeah, how it fit with Marty.
Basically, what I'm saying is, you're gorgeous. Everybody.
Oh, okay.
You're gorgeous. That's great. I appreciate you, Chaz.
Yeah. Anyways.
No, Marty, I think you guys are the perfect example of that. Like, seriously, like, when we were first even, you know, signed to Capitol, like, just seeing you guys and the way you push boundaries and the way you guys say things with, like, a quick-witted, I don't really know how to explain it, but you've always been authentic, and not just the music, but even in the album art, the things that you share on social media, like, everything about you guys is just, it's different, it's cool, it's fresh, and it's the most authentic stuff that we've, so we admire you, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
We love you. We love you guys. And Fern's like your biggest. He loves your hat, so he wears that every day.
Fern's the best. That's amazing. No. So what can we expect from the Misfits for the remainder of 2020?
Yeah. So we're going. Well, we have Marty for President 2.
We have. Yes.
And we have an album coming out in September.
Yes. Man,
that's
crazy.
Amazing.
Killing it.
I cannot
wait. We're pumped. A lot of music coming out. We're pumped.
All right, and you guys, to all of our listeners, you need to go check that out. Follow along with Marty and
Social Club Misfits
on
Instagram. That's everything, actually.
Yep, go to Social Club Misfits on Instagram. Follow them there, and yeah, we're so excited for you, Marty, and thank you for coming on. And Chaz,
I love you guys so much.
You know, first of all, Marty, I love you. Love you, buddy. And
love you.
You know, I think we
you're beautiful. Guess what? Guess what's a step up from beautiful?
Gorgeous.
Fantastic.
Oh, he tricked me. He got me good. He got me. Marty, thank you so much for coming on.
Love you guys. McKenna, anytime.
I think I should just end this with a rap, right?
You
think
yeah,
I
just
end rap?
With
yeah.
rap. I right. think you yeah. should. I
Do
think
that.
You should. Freestyle.
Here it goes.
You know?
Freestyle time, baby. Yeah, what's with Chaz? Where you think you're going? You can't escape my stare. You can't stop me when I'm rolling. Watch out, baby, cause Chaz get tricky. Shoebox stories, I'm getting kinda sticky. Yeah, I'm just trying to press party really hard. So please, buddy, just like it. Hey, those are the cleanest rhymes I've ever heard. You feel?